Hi everyone, welcome to CinemaScope, where in each episode we'll be analyzing European and world cinema. I'm Celine from the first year of Aix-en-Provence School of Arts, and you're listening to Radio Zai. For the very first episode of my podcast, I wanted to choose a Turkish director who has represented Turkish cinema in countless festivals and award ceremonies around the world. He is one of the first names that comes to mind when realistic cinema is mentioned and whose productions are breathtaking. He is Nuri Bilge Ceylan. The film we'll be talking about is Winter Sleep, which won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival in 2014. Our film welcomes us in Cappadocia during wintertime, showing us the region filled with unique rock formations. The main character, Aydın, is a retired actor who runs and stays in a boutique hotel there, inherited from his father. He stays at this hotel with his sister Necla and his wife Nihal, who is far younger than him. Since the story takes place in winter, the hotel's tourist season is almost over. Cappadocia has become deserted and lonely. This atmosphere actually creates an environment for the three of them, who spent their time stuck in the hotel, to settle accounts with each other, to return to the past, and to vent their grudges and true personalities. In the beginning of the movie, when a child breaks the window of the car in which Aydın was traveling with, you're also going to start to discover the story of İmam Hamdi, his brother İsmail, İsmail's wife, and their child, who actually was the one breaking the window. Throughout this 3-hour and 16-minute long film, and I know that sounds long, intense dialogues take the lead mostly, and provide the opportunity to get to know, listen to, and discover the humanity of all these personalities even more deeply. Characters written by Nuri Bilge are very real. Aydın, meaning literally like intellectual in Turkish, represents a typical modern Turkish intellectual. In this new stagnant and isolated life in which he took refuge after leaving theater, he writes articles on many subjects such as religion, morality, and aesthetic understanding in the local newspaper of the town where they stay. He criticizes people, looks down on them and underestimates them to satisfy his ego, but he doesn't even make the slightest effort to change things because that's how much his enthusiasm, energy, and desire led him. He consoles himself with excuses and finds comfort in his winter sleep. His sister Necla is not so different from him. Necla, who has just divorced her husband, has come to stay with her brother and spends her days dwelling on the past and regretting it. Young wife Nihal, on the other hand, consoles herself with charity work, with the regrets and bitterness of spending her youth years doing nothing. Although she is free in her actions and decisions, she chooses not to do anything and waste her time, but in order to ease her own conscience, she blames her husband and consoles herself with this. In fact, we can say that each character goes into winter sleep, both for themselves and their surroundings, while we all discover their hidden identities and actualities. If you ask me about the subject of the film, I may not be able to give you an answer because it can't be said that this script, which in fact was inspired by Chekhov's stories, has a specific subject. Winter Sleep is a film about humans, their various states, and it examines them on a universal and timeless scale. Throughout the film, you're accompanied by breathtaking shots from the Cappadocia region, and sometimes from other cities in the eastern part of Turkey, such as Erzurum and Kars for snowy landscapes. Nuri Bilge doesn't rush while telling the story. Instead, he invites us to the dry cold, gloom, and bitterness of the region with steady shots. Yeah, in short, we can point out all these things about winter sleep, although it's not really possible to talk about it briefly. Now, let's talk about Nuri Bilge and his life. Bilge was born in Istanbul in 1959. He didn't actually start his higher education by studying cinema. In fact, he first started studying chemistry, and then he transferred to studying electrical and electronics engineering. Thanks to the photography club at his school, his name began to be heard in photography. He won awards and competitions with his portfolio, and his name started to become known. This makes sense because in most of his films, he likes to include still-like shots showing the beautiful landscapes to the audience. Then, he decided to study cinema during his military service and entered this sector by studying it for 2 years at Mimar Sinan Fine Arts University. When he participated in Cannes with his first short film, Koza, in 1993, it became the first Turkish short film to be selected for the competition. In 1997, he shot his first feature film, the autobiographical and pastoral Kasaba, and the film was shown at many festivals such as the Berlin International Film Festival. Then, he completed his trilogy by making the films Mayıs Sıkıntısı, also known as Clouds of May, in 1999, and Uzak, Distant, in 2002. In these films, Ceylan used his relatives and family as actors, and did almost everything himself, from cinematography to the script and editing, so I really appreciate this feature of his. We can say that his movie Distant was his first entry to Cannes as a feature film, and it became internationally known by winning the Grand Prix at the festival. His next film, Climates, in which he shared the leading roles with his wife Ebru Ceylan, was accepted to the competition section of the 2006 Cannes Film Festival. 2 years later, he won the Best Director Award at Cannes with his film Three Monkeys. He was awarded the Grand Jury Prize at Cannes 2011 with his film Once Upon a Time in Anatolia. The movie we just talked about, Winter Sleep, won the Palme d'Or in 2014. Thus becoming the second Turkish film to win this award, after Şerif Gören and Yılmaz Güney's Yol. The 2018 movie, The Wild Pear Tree, became the director's second most watched movie. Ceylan's last film, Kuru Otlar Üstüne, the translation is About Dry Grasses, premiered in the main competition section at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival on May 19. Today, besides being a director, he continues his career in photography as well. Whew, okay, so many awards there. Now, I want to talk to you a little about how this mind, his habits and directions work. Nuri Bilge is a very detailed, strong-willed and meticulous person in his work. Creating the speech and atmosphere he has designed in his mind is his priority, which is why he makes his casting selections precisely. It's very important for him to always work one-on-one with the actors during the shooting and give them advice. And, if necessary, to be able to take over the actors' shoes and play their characters to make them understand exactly what he wants. He doesn't give up until he gets what he pictures in his mind and is never too lazy to start over, even if he shoots the same scene many times. You might call this a difficult personality, and maybe so, but we know and we see very well that he does this to ensure that the work is complete and satisfying as much as possible at the end. Demet Akbağ, the actress starring in the movie Winter Sleep as Necla, tells in an interview that she felt like she was back to her school years, that working with Nuri Bilge was like a class to her, being such a different experience and way of implying his mind. Here's another speech from Aybek Pekcan, who portrays Hidayet in the movie. We shoot the scene in 8-10 different versions. This is actually difficult for the actor because what the character can do according to the dramaturgy of the text is limited. But he says so many different things, like, let's try this scene like this and like that. And at that moment, you think about it for the first time and play it. And while you're doing it, something new comes to his mind. He says it, and you continue like that. I've never worked with such a method before, and I had a hard time on the first day, even though they had told me this before. After I got through that day, it went smoothly. Besides these interviews, I really enjoyed watching the behind-the-scenes footage, and they were so educational for me. What I wouldn't give to be his assistant in one of his films, observe him and learn from him. Bütün emeklerin, fikirlerin ve Türk sinemasına katkıların için teşekkürler Nuri Bilge. Vizyonunla beni ve tüm sinema severleri aydınlattığın için ne mutlu bize. Today, you've heard about Winter Sleep and Nuri Bilge Ceylan. You've been listening to Selin on Radio Zay. Now I'm leaving you with the song Uyan, which means wake up in Turkish, from my favorite group Mor ve Ötesi. Wake up, friend. You need to wake up from your dark winter sleep. See you next time.